Hey, amazing listeners of Organized Chaos. I have some exciting news to share with you today. Organized Chaos, a mompreneur's 13-week undated productivity planner, is officially live and ready to be your game changer. This is like having a life coach in a planner, and it's a great companion to seamlessly weave your professional and personal worlds. Every page encourages focus, productivity, organization, and growth. You can grab your Organized Chaos Planner on Amazon now or click the link in the show notes. Let's make your chaos beautifully organized, one day at a time. Feeling like you need a little motivation or a quick tip to get you going? Each week in between full episodes, I will share short clips on a certain topic. This is a great way to get inspired for the day. Enjoy this quick burst of motivation. Okay, so today I want to talk about decluttering your mind so that you can reduce some stress. This is something that is super simple to do, and it's going to make a huge difference in your life. So I want to give you some tips, but I also want to share with you why it's important to declutter your mind. Because just like your physical environment, it's important to clean things up and put things away and prioritize. So just like in your home, maybe you don't want to just leave things around to pile up, because then you'll just end up on TLC in that hoarding show. So the same thing goes for your mind. It will manifest physically. So that will look like stress. It will look like mood swings. It will look like a whole bunch of different things. And we want to avoid that. So I want to give you some quick tips on how to do that. So how do you declutter your mind? One of my best tips is creating habits. This is what's going to create kind of long-term decluttering of your mind. So habits is creating a routine so that you have space for other thoughts that you have to pay a little bit more close attention to. So creating habits could be, you know, a workout, right? Because if you have a workout routine, you don't really have to think about it. It's something that you don't have to worry about. So you don't have to say every day, oh man, I didn't get a chance to work out. So that's constantly sometimes playing in the back of your mind that could be weighing you down. So there's a lot of different habits that you can create, right? But the more habits that you have, the better. My next tip is having a planner or a journal to write things down. This is huge. This is something that has helped me so much. It's a way for you to put things down on paper. And the biggest benefit of this for me has been just not forgetting things and jotting things down and really bringing things to my conscious mind or bringing them up to the surface so that I can be more aware of some of the things that I'm doing. But it's also a way for me to make sure that things get done, because I love checklists and I love to have a list to go by every day. And having a planner has helped me with that, but also having a journal. You probably have many, many thoughts of just things that are, you know, you're worried about, you have anxiety around. Having a journal is really therapeutic, and it can help you with some of those thoughts that are just in the back of your mind that are weighing you down. My next tip is to be proactive, getting things done when you have the most energy. So that way you don't have to think about it when you don't have so much energy. My last tip is to protect your thoughts. We have thoughts that we're sometimes not even aware of. We have limiting beliefs. And all of that is causing some issues in our lives sometimes. So just being aware of those thoughts and bringing them up to the surface and dealing with them is a great way to help declutter your mind and really go through maybe even a healing process if there are some really deep thoughts. And therapy can also help with this. So if you have some things that you just can't deal with on your own, I highly recommend seeking help with a therapist. And my bonus tip is prioritizing sleep. When we're sleeping, our brain does not shut off. Our brain never shuts off. But when we're physically asleep, our brain is trying to figure out what the heck happened during the day or trying to solve some problems. So giving your body some rest and giving your brain the ability to do its magic will help you so much. All right, so those are my tips for decluttering your mind. If you want to see which planner I use, it's actually been the best one I've had. I've tried like four or five of them, and this is the only one that has actually worked. It's called the Best Self Journal. I will provide a link in the show notes so you can check it out and see if it works for you. Hey, if you love listening to the podcast, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. On iTunes, go to the show and scroll to the bottom underneath ratings and reviews and click on write a review. Thanks so much for listening and tune in to our next episode.